AskPat.com. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 748 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Sean, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. So if you're hiring, you know, one of the hardest things to do is to take the time to post your job to all the different job sites out there to find the best candidates because it just takes so much work. Well, that's what ZipRecruiter helps you do. They help post your job with one single click to 100 different job sites and social media networks. And you can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. All you have to do is post once, and your qualified candidates start to roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. There's no juggling emails or phone calls or nothing like that. They quickly screen the candidates for you. They rate them, and you can hire the right person fast. So you can get your jobs up on ZipRecruiter.com for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. And you're on your way. All right, thanks so much. And here's today's question from Sean.
Hi, Pat. This is world's fastest hypnotist, Sean Michael Andrews. I listen to SPI and Ask Pat every week, and I always find sound, actionable advice. Please keep up the great work. Here's my question. I've been producing a weekly newsletter for over 8 years that teaches tips and tricks on how to do hypnosis. I have 4,700 subscribers. 2 years ago, the bounce rate for my emails was around 4.3%, but it has steadily climbed to almost 10%. I've made no changes in my emails, subject lines, or opt-in procedures, and I've only done one sales call to action in the past 18 months. Is this increased bounce rate an industry-wide trend? Or do I need to find another email subscription service? Thank you again for all you do, Pat.
Hey, Sean, thanks so much for the question. I wish I could speak to you now because I am trying to define bounce rate for emails. Bounce rate is something we typically hear when it comes to website traffic because when somebody bounces on your website, that's somebody who visits your site, and then depending on the analytical tool that you use, different analytical tools use different definitions for bounce rates, but typically it's somebody who comes to your site and within a short time period doesn't click anywhere else, they just end up leaving. That's the bounce. You know, they're landing there and they're coming back or going elsewhere. For email, I'm imagining it could be a couple things, and maybe you just use the wrong terminology, but I expect it's either unsubscriptions. So people who get your emails and just decide to unsubscribe, so I'll talk about that in a minute. Or it could be emails bouncing back to you, meaning those are not legit emails. So let me talk about both of those really quick. I'll start with the latter. So emails bouncing back to you, typically if you have a large number of emails subscribers on your email service provider, you'll send an email out like a broadcast to everybody, and immediately you're going to get bounces back, meaning people whose email addresses aren't live anymore. And that is something you should take care of because you're paying for that email address, but the email address doesn't exist anymore. So you can go into your system and then actually delete those ones. And actually ConvertKit, if you use ConvertKit, has just a really quick and easy one-click way to do that, which is really handy. You'll also get emails immediately back from people who are, for example, on vacation. So those are emails that quote, bounce back immediately to you. And I wouldn't delete those emails. It doesn't necessarily mean they're gone. It just means they're gone for a short period of time. So it could say, sorry, I'm not in my office right now, or I'm on vacation. I come back on this date. And those ones you just want to just keep in there because people are just not there right now and they can find your email later. Now, the other one that I was talking about, the unsubscribes. So when people see your email, they're like, I don't need this email anymore. I'm just annoyed or whatever, or I'm just trying to decrease the number of emails in my inbox. I'm going to unsubscribe to my list. And that has been happening quite a bit lately. And I've been noticing at least across all my different websites and businesses and when I've talked to other people that, you know, it has slightly increased the amount of unsubscribes because it's getting a little bit harder for people to convince others that your email should continue to come in their inbox. And the reason is because we're just getting so inundated today with all these different emails from all these different subscription services that a lot of people are now finally getting overwhelmed to a point where they're just kind of deleting and unsubscribing to everything. So the trick with that is you really need to deliver high quality value to your audience and make sure that they, when they read your email, are very excited to read it. So they know what's coming, for one. But also, you deliver so much value in that email that they would be stupid to unsubscribe. You want them to have them realize that they're on the right list, that they're getting great information, and that they can't wait for your next email. So one thing I would do, Sean, is if you have an autoresponder sequence, I don't know if you're just sending broadcasts, but whether you're sending broadcasts or email autoresponders, doesn't matter. Look at the analytics and see which emails are actually getting higher unsubscribe rates and start to try to figure out why that's the case. Maybe there's a particular offer, or maybe there was something that you had said that, I don't know, for whatever reason triggered more people to unsubscribe. Maybe it was, I don't know, it could be anything. One trick I have for you is every once in a while, and I don't know what you send out in your emails, but one thing I love to do to keep people on, and this is something that I do in the very early stages after people subscribe, but also I tend to do this every, I don't know, 6 or 7 emails, or I try to at least, and that is provide a quick small win. Those quick small wins are great little triggers that make people say to themselves, oh, this is great. I'm getting good information from this, and I'm actually seeing results. And when people see even the smallest results, it's going to form that habit that they're going to want to come back to you for more stuff. It's actually a great tactic for you to lead into bigger and much bigger transactions by starting with a very small, simple win that they can have. It was a whole chapter in Charles Duhigg's famous book, The Power of Habit. It's all about the small, quick wins. So provide small, quick wins every once in a while. That's going to sort of refresh people and make sure that as they get into your email list and stay on your email list, that they're going to be reminded on why they're there in the first place. So Sean, I hope this information is helpful and I'm hitting on the right notes. If not, shoot me an email. Hopefully I figured out the right thing in terms of what you were saying, because bounce rate for emails typically are the first one I mentioned, which is, you know, emails bouncing back to you. And that could be, you know, in terms of reasons why that's happening, it could potentially be happening more. But I think people just over time, they're getting overwhelmed with emails. They're declaring email bankruptcy and they just escape an email address to start a new one fresh. And maybe that's why that's happening. But either way, just keep up the good work, provide value to your audience, and provide those quick wins every once in a while, and you should see everything decrease and people want to stay on your list. So thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote from somebody unknown, but I really like it. And that quote is, when someone betrays me or lies to me, I never try to get even. I just change their role in my life. Very cool. All right, thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye.